welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hey, welcome to the podcast.
Look at, wait, what was I doing right now? What was I just doing, baby?
You were laughing.
Was I? What else was I? I was laughing. I was LOLing, wasn't I?
You were laughing out loud because at the expense of another family member. So I don't think that counts as being positive. So earlier today.
That wasn't a requirement in your earlier statement.
Earlier today, Shawnee and I were having a little discussion.
Oh, Carrie was just pissed off at me.
About how he's super negative, and it gets me down because it's constant. And he's like, I'm always laughing. I'm always laughing all around the house. I'm always laughing. But he's laughing at the expense of other people in the house. That's not positive to me.
I promise I will start to try and laugh at more people outside of the house. If that's what you want.
Can you get closer to the microphone?
I said I promise that I will try and laugh at more people outside of the house if that's what you want. And
that's
need.
Not my what I dearest, want.
Darling
or Dean.
Wife.
All right. I feel like these are apocalyptic times. Not just because Sean's negative all the time, but also because things are happening in the news. Montpelier, Vermont is flooded, right? But more importantly...
Look, I'm
laughing
again.
Yeah, at other people's expense!
I feel so bad for those people. I can't even freaking imagine.
I know.
Like, ugh.
I know.
Have your shit underwater like that.
Oh, man, that's so nasty. Anyways, so things all around the globe, not just Vermont. Chaos, but also good things, but also flying ants. So, there is a story in news.sky.com by, they don't have an actual author. So, it is called UK's Flying Ant Day Arrives. They have a flying ant day.
Is this like the Inquirer?
In the UK. I don't know.
I don't think they have an actual holiday.
They should.
I think they just called, this made up this name for this article.
It's a mile long swarm of flying ants that they can see on a radar. And they have called it Flying Ant Day.
Is this real? And,
yeah, it's real, man. It's real. Like, it's real. It's apocalyptic stuff, man.
Well, you know, the giant swarm of seaweed that was approaching Florida has already decreased by like 75%.
I'm way into seaweed compared to
maybe the ants will do the same thing. Maybe 75 to 80% of them will just get tired and fall out of the sky.
On the radar, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of falling out of the sky, it looks like rain. It looks like a giant rain cloud, a mile-long rain cloud. Just, you know,
okay.
Moving. But the rain is actually ants.
So here's two questions that are very important. Number one, where are they coming from? But number two, where are they headed? Because if they're not fucking taking a layover in the UK doesn't care. If a few stragglers get tired and need to catch a break, that's okay.
It's sometimes several miles across. And I don't know where they're going. But every time of year, like this time of year, every time of year around this time, they see them on the radar. Sometimes it's a mile. Sometimes it's several miles. And it's usually in the southern part of the UK where they notice it.
Yeah.
And if it rains, then they don't notice it. And I guess, according to the Sky article, flying ants are spotted when males and queens leave the nest to mate. That's a big amount of mating.
Well, read the last paragraph, because that's like telling. It's like this isn't even an event.
They can be seen as many as 96% of the days between June and September.
Wait, there was another thing on there I wanted to talk about.
What?
You gotta scroll back.
Oh, you're so ballsy.
I'm asking you, please stop for a minute.
Sean's reading.
Okay, scroll up a little bit more.
Sean's still reading. Sean's still reading.
Sean can't find it. Okay, never mind. I thought it said something about we don't see so many on wetter days.
No. I'm pretty sure it did. It's like when it's super rainy.
So I was thinking of real raindrops taking the ants right out, like little missiles in the sky. The raindrop and the ants like, incoming! And then he just free falls to earth like a plane out of control.
Wow.
What?
Sometimes you're such a little boy.
Well, that's what happens if they get caught in a rainstorm. Dude. Or they just get blown off course and drown in the cold water of the ocean.
It's just creepy, man. I think, like, ants are amazing, but I'm not into them flying around.
No, I'm not into much flying around. Actually.
I'm not even into squirrels.
That's that small.
Oh, my
squirrels,
God.
Squirrels, birds, planes, that's fine.
I forgot to tell you this. So on Unexplained Maine, which is a Facebook post about the state in which we live in the United States, called Maine, right? It's in the upper northeast corner. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
I'm ready.
On Unexplained Maine, they have people who send in videos or ask questions, and oftentimes it's like, look at the shadow, it's Bigfoot, or look at this spider on my outdoor cam, it's an orb or a fairy, right?
Right.
But, and sometimes there are really cool, good stories on there too, right?
Yeah.
But yesterday or the day before, I was just happily scrolling through Facebook mindlessly while on the toilet. And there I see a dead squirrel.
On Facebook?
Unexplained Maine. And the guy's like, I don't know what could have happened to this squirrel. It's dead in the woods.
Dude, it was running through the trees and it had a fucking heart attack. It just fell to the ground dead.
That's exactly what it looks like. But he's like, I can't find any marks on it.
Yeah.
And it's too far away from a house to be poisoned.
Was it a bigger squirrel?
It was a big squirrel.
Yeah, see?
But it was kind of desiccated because it was pretty dead. It was dead for a while.
It was carrying a little extra weight. The old ticker just couldn't handle the excitement of jumping branch to branch.
But it would be like, here's a deer dead in the woods. You know, like, here's a dead bird falling out of a tree. Like, of course there's going to be dead things occasionally. I don't know if that's unexplained.
Or maybe he just fell out of a tree and died from the fall.
I know
you can jump a cat from, like, four stories and it'll be fine. But you get up high enough, and I don't care what you're dropping.
You look pretty squishied.
And he's going to splat when he hits the ground.
Oh, nice. So maybe we need a trigger warning now for splatted squirrels.
Oh, yeah. In case your pet squirrels ever died from falling off the edge of your 12-story house.
Oh, man. I told you that story about my brother's animal, right?
No, I don't know.
All right. So my brother lived in Atlanta on a high rise on Peachtree Lane.
Yeah.
And one day, he called my mom sobbing because his cat had allegedly jumped on the balcony railing and missed and fell to
what the floor was it?
Pretty high.
Did he die?
Oh, yeah.
I told you. See, my
and
cat.
Then, oh, dear God.
And then, wait, you had to end then.
No. And then like a month later, he was going home and he tried to open the door and he couldn't open the door because his dog had somehow died and was blocking the door to his apartment.
Wow.
My brother did not do well in that apartment.
Maybe they both chose to.
I feel like they kind of
did. Their own lives.
But it's so sad. It's so sad. Anyways, what's your story?
So you know how cats, like our cats,
okay,
at nighttime, if outside light's on and there's bugs, they'll jump on the screen door or whatever, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
I was living in, it was just second floor apartment, but I had this really nice screened-in porch.
Yeah.
And I used to let my cat out there. And one night I was looking for my cat, and I knew that she was out on the porch, but I looked, I couldn't find anything, but I saw a piece of loose screen. So I theorized he was jumping after a bug or something. Mm-hmm. And I went outside to the front, and I had there was a common stairwell at the side of the building. And I turned down the stairwell, and here's my poor cat. She's only like halfway up the stairs.
Oh, no.
And she's so broken.
Oh, no.
And she was so pissed off. And I got her inside, and she turned out fine.
Okay.
But she couldn't jump from the ground floor to the counter for like a year.
Oh, no.
She took a long time to heal up.
Oh, that poor baby.
But she went on to be a massive success.
A massive success.
Yeah, when I moved to Sebastian, she was living with my mom, and my mom made her mostly an outdoor cat. She used to bring like rabbits home and lay them on my mom's doorstep and stuff.
Those poor bunnies.
She was a crazy cat.
She sounds a little crazy. Sounds like she was your cat, man.
Yeah, she was cool.
And there
poor
you go.
Girl.
Way to bring the podcast
all out. My cats are cool.
Of course.
Even the ones that you've gotten from me. Look at Marmar. Is she cool?
They're all cool, man. They're all cool because they came from you.
Oh, well. I didn't mean it that way. But they did. Mm-hmm. They didn't all technically come from me. But
kind of.
We can say they came from a house that I technically own.
That one was still.
Yes.
So this podcast is called Jesus Christ.
You sound like a balloon that lost all its air all of a sudden. What is a podcast?
I've made enough money this month. I'm
Get some life in you.
All right, so this podcast is called Would You Quit If Your Employer Made You Exercise?
Well, look at all those people in the military.
I know, that's a really good example, right?
They're forced to exercise
by their employer. I know, right?
Yeah, and a lot of them quit every 4 years, but a lot of them stay in to retire.
So anyways, I thought about this a lot because I watched this podcast, I guess, called The Diary of a CEO on YouTube while I was working out today. And so on this podcast,
I was going to say, it's almost like you're killing two birds with one stone.
I am efficient. So on this podcast, there's this guy from Harvard. His name is Dr. Daniel E. Lieberman, and he was being interviewed, right? And he was talking about exercise, and he was talking about at one point in a very long podcast that there was a company in Sweden that's now run by this super fitness guy, and he's all into exercise. And when he took the company over, some people in the company quit because they were just not all into the exercise. And he mandated that they should all exercise for an hour a week at 9 a.m., on Friday together.
Yeah.
And they were like, hell no, no. Like, we're not
just
doing
that. Just
one
day a week?
Like, 1 hour, one day a week. I'd be like, oh my God, that's awesome. Because I'm like that. But, like, some people quit. But some people were into it, right? And it made me think about, like, how that's super funny. Because, like, you were saying, like, the military is a job where you have to exercise, right? But also in school and in college, some of colleges, like my college, like right. You had a fitness requirement. You had to take a couple sports or a couple classes that you just had to do. And like, it's funny to me because it's like play in a way, like sport should be play and right. PE should be fun.
Right.
And in school, you know, you're like moving your body, you're cooperating, you're like trying to be more fit. And it's really good for you. But this guy mandated it. And they were like, and like some of his people were like, no, just no.
Yeah, but what if it was all fun stuff like dodgeball?
Well, maybe it is.
You know what I mean?
I don't think dodgeball is fun.
Basketball, but you know, just fun.
It's goofy. And like, yeah, like, to, or even if it was working out, like I would be all in too.
Right.
And if you think about it, like firefighters and police officers often have incentives
right.
to be fit and to meet fitness standards. But that's kind of different than having part of your employment be physical fitness in the sense of army stuff where you're all doing drill together and right. working out. And so to me, I kind of like that. Like, I like the thought of working out together.
Yeah, it's
fun. And doing fun stuff and bonding that way. Right, right. Like, I know that when our daughter was in the army, and she was in a field artillery unit in Georgia, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they often had, like, times, like, mandated playtime. Like, where they were like, we're playing football. Right. We're playing baseball. Like, mm-hmm. we're doing something else. Along with all their, like, physical fitness stuff. What do you call that when you do that in the morning?
PT?
Yeah, that. Along with that.
And they call it something else. Or no, that's the test, actually.
But I think it made them bond together. Yeah. And like our local fire department has a tiny little fitness thing, right? In the
firehouse.
But, and you can work out while on duty if nothing else is happening, right? But it's not like you're mandated.
No, they don't have any standards.
Yeah, and I'm just, but I don't even know if standards are a good idea because that means you have to meet them in a civilian way. Like, should you have to meet them? But just if you have to participate, just by participating, you get healthier, right?
You would think.
So, well, yeah, because what this Harvard guy was saying is that the more active you are, not accurate. I'm in the news world still. But the more active you are, the less estrogen and testosterone and insulin you have running around in your body, right? Mm-hmm. And those hormones, when they are at higher rates, like they make you sexier, woo-hoo, but they relate to cancer.
Oh, I'm screwed.
Yeah. So I'm capped in testosterone. You're in big trouble. So basically what the doctor is saying is that exercising decreases your chances of getting cancer. Like, and he used an example of like women who get 150 minutes of physical activity a week may not get skinnier, but they get a 30 to 50% lower lifetime breast cancer risk.
That's quite a reduction.
That's huge. A really big deal.
It sure is.
Yeah. And like, and so what that shows is that exercise has value. Like, we think of exercise as, oh, I gotta do it to be, well, some of us like try to lose weight or try to maintain our weight or try to lower our blood pressure, which is also a really good idea. But like, it has this really linked value to things like cancer risk, you know, and nobody ever really talks about that.
Well, only the fitness gurus.
But I don't know if they even do.
No, the health people is what I meant. More healthy people.
Yeah. And like, so he was all about prevention, this guy. And so he's like, you know, in America, unlike Sweden, where that place was, like, people don't talk about prevention much. Our whole healthcare system, like, you go to med school, you don't really talk about nutrition. You don't really talk about prevention. You talk about how to deal with the issues and notice it. Yeah. but he's like, you know, and there's really, like, just for cancer, it's like, you know, you want to, or just to be overall healthier, you want to not smoke, you want to get exercise, you want to cut down on food that are high in sugar and low in fiber.
That's why I eat McDonald's every day, baby.
So he's like, insulin is an anabolic hormone that stores energy and it binds to other cells, and those cells like kind of motor the energy around your body. And when you eat food that are that's sugary, your insulin goes up, and when you exercise, your insulin goes down. And when your cells get more energy, they go out of control, right? Like, your fat cells start swelling and then they rupture and then they get damaged and then that causes inflammation. And then that's like a slow burn and the whole body gets widespread damage. So to keep that from happening, you want to eat less sugar. But your muscles also produce a molecule that at high levels is also of exercising. And when you have a lot of this chemical in you, it's like anti-inflammatory. And so when you exercise, that chemical and that molecule gets put out there, and that also turns down the level of inflammation. So that's why even if you're a chubby chubber like me and you exercise...
You ain't no chubby chubber, woman.
That was a little slow there. But when you exercise...
I was trying to interrupt, but I figured I had to barge in.
Yeah, I had to. That was your husbandly duty.
Holy shit.
When you exercise, it actually helps you inside your body lowering those levels of inflammation. And he's like, you know, man wasn't really meant to be physically inactive. And the only way to deal with that is inflammation is exercise.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, when I got that testosterone rush this morning.
Oh, dear God. You didn't listen to anything I said.
Due to inactivity.
Dude.
You were sexy as hell.
Oh, okay. There we go. Anyways, I thought that was really interesting.
It is interesting, actually.
I wonder how much exercise flying ants get.
Oh, those are my...
Momo?
I was trying not to cuss, but you can tell looking at how skinny they are.
They are skinny. Well, they're bulbous in some areas.
I mean, that's... They gotta have some energy to freaking fly, dude.
Yeah, that's right. Anyways, I thought it was interesting. Oh, we gotta do our dog tip, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
You better shoot your diabetes.
For a hot second. Dog!
Oh.
Tip! For life!
For life?
I did it.
What's your dog tip, eh?
Oh, is that what you meant when you said, can I do it? I thought you meant the dog tip for life intro. What were we talking about?
Oh my god.
I mean, literally, Sparty tried to chew my face off when I asked him about inactivity and inflammation.
Oh, that's not nice. Sparty's our dog, if this is your first time listening to the podcast.
And he's not svelte.
He is so not svelte. A lady in our neighborhood keeps saying, you should walk him more. And we're like, he's 14 years old and he's arthritic. He can barely move.
Do you ever
move.
Say if we walk him more than around the block, we have to drag him home?
I said, he can't move. This is as much as he can handle. He can barely get up the stairs when we walk him like an eighth of a mile.
We'd have to starve him to death to get him to lose weight, too.
She's just so busy.
Due to his inactivity and excess testosterone.
He's got a lot of testosterone, this dog. He is sexy as hell.
Although he doesn't have any testosterone. Well, wait, where's testosterone made?
In his non-existent balls.
Is that where testosterone is?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's what I was assuming.
I think so.
He's got no testosterone.
He does, though. He does. He is he's just swarming with, like, hotitude.
It's in his brain.
He is a sexy dog. All the cats love him. All the dogs love him. Bees land on him and want to be near him. He is like a fairy tale princess dog. But anyways, what's his
tip?
That
can only walk a half a mile.
That can only walk a quarter of a mile. Maybe an eighth of a mile, honestly. So what's his tip?
His tip?
Yeah, his dog tip for life, man.
Exercise.
Yeah.
Before it's too late.
Yeah. And then you know what? That's true about your brain.
Because once we took him off the street and he didn't have to work for his food anymore, he stopped exercising.
So as a writer, you want to exercise too, because walking and thinking and talking makes you a better writer.
Plus, it gives you exposure to the outside world, which can blossom into great writing ideas or points of view for your story.
Or your dog.
Or your dog.
But beware of the flying ants.
Oh, God.
No.
Watch out for the flying ants. Give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast.
Loving the Strange.
Which we stream live.
On Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.